Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Thursday, September 17th, 2020.
Bitcoin is trading at 10,917 flat to yesterday, and Ethereum is at 387, up about 4.5% in the last 24 hours.
Thank you to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right, well, let's start today with the launch of a Uniswap token. 13,000 DeFi users have already claimed Uniswap's new token, UNI.
Yeah, this is a direct response to the market. I mean, you know, basically SushiSwap came in, added liquidity, added a governance token on top of Uniswap's pools, liquidity pools, and really got a lot of traction from that. Because essentially, I mean, you can think of this as a rebate. What it will eventually happen here, I mean, the way I sort of look at this is that trading on these types of exchanges will tend to go towards zero for fees, and then there will just be bonuses paid in governance tokens on top of it. Now, the issue, of course, is, as we talk about frequently on the show, is you have to sort of analyze what the value of the governance token is. And so SushiSwap's governance token had very little value, even less after the whole debacle. Uniswap is taking a run at adding some value to their governance token. Like, you want the governance token to have values. Like, there's this notion that governance tokens should not have values. That's crazy. Like, in order for your token to long-term have a market and have economics around it, you need the token to have some sort of value. So Uniswap's values are essentially around two main things that I could tell. One was Uniswap has a front page, and on that front page, they have sort of suggested token exchanges. So as part of the Uniswap governance token, you will be able to vote and create proposals and vote on the what tokens end up on that sort of suggested token homepage. And then second of all, they have a treasury fund themselves that you'll be able to vote for. So those are two real points of interest. I mean, if you are obviously the treasury fund, you know, if you control a portion of that, of the voting power for the treasury fund, you can direct treasury fund towards your favorite project or towards yourself or whatever it is. And then for the tokens, I mean, being able to show, you know, to put a obscure token on the front page of Uniswap would be incredibly valuable. There is a ton of exposure value there. So I see that they're doing some, they are trying to bring some real value as part of their governance token. They should be able to compete pretty aggressively with Sushi. It's a good move by them.
Do you think there's any risk there as Sushi and CRV prices crash?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's a little tepid right now on, especially on sort of automatic market maker models and DeFi in general, is everyone's a little bit on the skittish side for different projects. And then this was the first, you know, the AMMs were, I guess the first was lending pools. The second was automatic market makers. So we're kind of into the third phase of this, which is, you know, Pickle working on stability coins or other interesting projects. So it's a little bit on the backside of it. It will depend on how much is speculation, how much is people trying to get real value. You know, if you have people really accumulating to try to get their pet project token on Uniswap's homepage, you could see the value going very, very far up. And that's just not a benefit that you get from either CRV or Sushi's governance tokens. So, you know, making the governance token more valuable is going to offset some of the speculative, you know, like wild swings in valuation due to speculation.
Right. Okay, so related, OKX goes all in on Uniswap's new token amid soaring DeFi fees.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited. You know, I'm not sure everyone expected Uniswap to do this. Uniswap had a token that they had pre-mined in some ways. I'm not even sure you call it a token. I don't even know what you would really call it, but they had distributed to their early investors and things like that. So everyone was expecting, I guess to some extent, Uniswap to make a move here. Uniswap really is the big boy. They've done a lot of the heavy lifting development work that other people then have been just sort of forked off of. So everyone is excited about Uniswap getting into this. Uniswap obviously themselves had to do it to remain competitive. So it's not surprising to me that OKX is going to double down on it and bring, but you know, with the ERC20 world, like all of these options trading hedges, you know, like different collateralized swaps, like all these things are available anyways. So it doesn't really matter if OKX is going in on it. There's always mechanisms to do this for ERC20 tokens.
Right. Shifting gears, backed Bitcoin futures smash a daily record, up by 36%.
Yeah, this is a super interesting story because not because of the number. Backed is still small fish in the pond compared to all of the other future platforms that are out there. So none of that, you know, the numbers themselves don't really matter. What's interesting is that backed is the one exchange or futures market that is really focused on institutional and enterprise customers. That is their pitch. Like it was started by a consortium. The CEO is a former Microsoft person. Like, this is a enterprise institutional product for U.S. enterprises, institutions. So when you see their market, you're not going to see IBM and Microsoft going to a totally non-KYC'd exchange in China to do their trading. They're going to go to a regulated exchange in America. So seeing these numbers spike is really good news for adoption of cryptocurrencies by institutions and enterprises in America. And that's what we're all kind of waiting for. I mean, it's not what everyone's waiting for, but I think for when we look at like what really makes the DeFi markets legitimate, it will end up being when enterprises in America and institutions in America really start picking up and using them. So this is a good sign for general institution enterprise adoption.
Great. All right. Up next, the top DEX, according to CoinGecko, is JustSwap. I found this surprising.
Yeah, this is really surprising me. So JustSwap, for people who are not familiar with it, is a Tron-based exchange, just like a Liquidity. I mean, it's just like all the other exchanges, all the other automatic market makers that are out there. The reason that I wanted to talk about this today, or that I thought it was worth mentioning, is that, so this CoinGecko is doing a very naive look at trading volume for this. So I'm not going to disparage JustSwap. I'm not familiar with it. I've never used it. I don't hold any Tron, so I don't even I'm not even familiar with the wallet you'd use to do it. So that's, to me, is sort of interesting. So I won't speak directly to whether or not this is legitimate or not. But what I will say is that normally when you're looking at weighting exchanges by trading volume, you want to be very careful, I guess would be the way to say it. There's been a lot of exchanges over the course of time. So Tron has relatively low exchange crypto fees or transaction fees compared to something like Ethereum. So in that case, it would be very cheap for someone to just swap coins back and forth on a like basically zero fee liquidity pool and drive up the transaction volume for an exchange. This has happened a lot. So there was a lot of manipulation, especially in the earlier days. There's a lot of price manipulation for price aggregators by essentially if you weight all the exchanges based on their self-reported volume, you end up in a situation where there's a lot of incentive to manipulate price on one exchange or another, thus driving off the pricing aggregators or even the oracles or things like that. So, you know, normally a smart way to approach market value aggregation is to really penalize companies that look like they're wash trading. So penalize companies that look like they're just generating trading volume for the sake of trading volume. This to me smells like that. I could be wrong. There's not enough public information out there to really tease this apart. And it's hard to do it anyways. But this to me smells like they're kind of manipulating their volume to get higher up on some of these rating boards. So take it with a grain of salt. And I would say don't dump all of your holdings to go rush over to Tron to start trading there.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us today. You can check us out on Twitter at The DeFi Daily or visit us online at thedefidaily.com. Thanks for listening.
Have a good one. Bye.